Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome today to Sade Speaks. This is the show that will just give you the nuggets and the spark that you need to keep it going, to keep it moving. I'm your host, Sade Dennis, and again, this is Sade Speaks, and today we're going to be talking about something really, really, really exciting. And of course, we still are in Women's History Month, but I want to just mix it up a little bit. I want to talk about habits of fabulous and effective business owners and entrepreneurs. You know, this is something that really, really affects and touches all of us, really, doesn't it? You know, I've owned my business for about 15 years, and these are just some of the things that I know have helped me in that. I mean, listen, I'm still working on today, right? Okay? But just some of the things that I have learned as well as observed with many of my clients who also are very successful business owners and executives at some really amazing organizations. And listen, like I said, I have lots left to learn, right? But I've also developed a few habits, you know, that have really served me well. The first habit of fabulous and effective entrepreneurs is that, you know, they get up early. We have to get up early, guys. I know. Sometimes you want to grab that extra 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or dare I say an hour of extra sleep. But it's really, really important to get our day started early. I know it's a tough one, but successful business owners get a tremendous amount of work, focused work done from about 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., okay? Studies have shown that. Now, this may not be client work, of course, because, I mean, if your clients aren't up that early, you know, you're not going to be working with them, but it could be things like praying or meditating or getting yourself ready and just taking that time for yourself or, you know, planning for the rest of the week. Now, what's interesting is that for many of us who have small kids or just kids who are in school that you have to wake up and whatnot, we can all attest to the fact that when they get up, trust me, I mean, you're really hardly able to do anything, okay, other than focus on getting them ready, right? But here's the thing. If you are able to get up a little earlier than they can, you can find that it's quiet, it's peaceful, and you can get a lot of really focused things done. Okay, a second really, really important thing is to focus on the important task first. Now, this is really, really a huge one because, you know, we have our notifications on our telephones and our tablets, right? You know, we can see if somebody has inboxed us or sent us a text. You know, it's really hard kind of pressing past this, but if you really can, in fact, no, I'm telling you, got to do this. You got to push past all that because what ends up happening is that those things can really cause and be a distraction in your business day, in your work day, and you can look up and then an entire hour or more has been really taken up with just those types of things because it's very tempting to see what's going on your timeline or on someone else's timeline. But if you can kind of move past that and focus on important tasks first, and what you'll see is that you really, really will feel good about accomplishing and completing those particular tasks. Something really freeing about realizing that you've conquered the toughest thing you have to do by 9 a.m. that morning. So don't waste time putting off work you know you should do and just get it done. The third thing, I want you all to obsess over value. This is what a lot of really effective and fabulous entrepreneurs know. They obsess over value. A lot of people can preach about, you know, obsessing over the customer. Remember when the old, well, I'm not going to call it old, but the adage where the customer was king and then it was a relationship is king. I mean, those things are really, really still important. But if you obsess over value and valuable products and processes, you'll see that, you know, you can deliver really the best product and, you know, services to your clients that way. I mean, things like your communication, your services, and your content, and the relationship. If you really obsess over that, you'll see that your customer, your clients will really, really benefit, and therefore, it'll affect your bottom line. Now, the third thing, and I've mentioned this before, but I really cannot stress the importance of this, is to take care of yourself. I think this is a huge secret that effective business owners understand. Things like going to the gym cannot be overlooked. Things like getting your proper rest. We talked about that a little bit, but it's important. Things to eat right. Things like eating right. And just putting healthy things in your body. Things that you know will serve you best. I know it's really tempting to grab that extra bag of Cheetos, right? I'm raising my hand. If you all could see me, I'm raising my hand right now because that was me just a couple nights ago. But, you know, it didn't serve me well. It may have met just an instant gratification, but didn't serve me well. So it's important to make sure yourself, to recharge, to re-energize, and refuel yourself, okay? And the thing about it, once you have been doing this for a while, you start to actually realize that the time you invest in yourself, you know, it's huge payoffs with that, okay? Really, really important. And it also increases your productivity. Very, very important. The next really, really important thing I want to share with you all is that successful and fabulous and effective entrepreneurs realize that they have to fill in the gaps. Now, what I mean by filling in the gaps is that they're always asking themselves, what's missing? What's missing? How can I better do what I'm doing? You know, I think it's really interesting that in the age of social media, you know, we can kind of, let's say, get big-headed. You know, we can read what people have to say, positive things, which is, you know, which are great. But we can, you know, begin to read our own press clippings, right? And what I mean by that is that we forget that, you know, our work and even our personal development is a constant, ever-changing and ever-growing, hopefully ever-growing thing, and that we have to always ask ourselves, what's missing? How can I do what I do better? Okay? I mean, it may be something like creating a better file system. It could be something simple as maybe cleaning out your database, okay? Improving upon systems, working on yourself, taking a class. What can you do to make yourself better? How can you fill in the gaps? You know, begin to really listen to your clients, okay? You know, sometimes we get in the habit of really not feeling our customers' and clients' pain. Like, how can we really solve their pain points, right? How can we really fill in the gaps? And if we're listening, we can really see how we can fill in those gaps. Very, very important. Another really important thing, and I know that I have been guilty of this, is that we've got to get out of our office. Now, some people who have a home office, right? I have a home office, but also do have an office outside of the home. But whether it's working in my office outside of the home or in my home, you know, we can kind of tend to forget about the human element. And that's really, really important because as the owner, as the entrepreneur, you know, really we are the face of our brand, right? And so what ends up happening is that we forget to get out. We forget about that human interaction. And you know, we can really kind of look at things in a micro way. No, I said micro way, not microwave, okay, in a micro type of way. And the trouble with that is that we lose out on valuable networking, right? You know, now I want to say networking. You know, this could be a whole other show. I don't just mean kind of getting out there and just like passing out business cards or, and what have you, but I'm talking about valuable and strategic face-to-face networking, like going to a conference, right? Last week, I had the opportunity to go to a tea, and the tea was focused on women leaders in the nonprofit space. And what was really key about that is when I got there, I knew some of the women that were there. I had the opportunity before to work with a couple of them as clients. But I really met some awesome women who are changing lives every single day as executive directors of their own nonprofits. Some of them, you know, the businesses were theirs, but some of them also had been hired as executive directors and just really, really doing major things in the community. But what I was able to do as well was meet people that I would have never met had I not been there. So besides the women that I knew before And of course, that's important because, you know, you want to add value, and just sometimes people forget about you when they don't see you, right? Out of sight, out of mind. And so I was really able to connect with women and also new women that, you know, we talked and really made connections and saw some parallels and some congruency in the things that we wanted to do and how I could help them and how they could help me. So, I mean, it was really, really valuable just, you know, mingling and seeing how I could, you know, become valuable and really form strategic partnerships and gain new perspectives. Because guess what? There's always more opportunities to learn and grow. So, you know, those are just some of the things that I wanted to share with you all out there, because these are just really simple things. Like I said, just simple nuggets that will help us all be more effective and more successful and more fabulous, right? Don't we want to all be more productive and fabulous? I know I do. So these are just some things that you can practice every single day. And if you practice them every single day, trust me, you will definitely see how they will affect your business and your bottom line, okay? And even your clients will be happy. They'll notice, wait a minute, hey, this is really something that they can take away as well. So definitely, I want you guys to recall that in your everyday habits, in your everyday routines. Now, like I mentioned, this show is a weekly show. We have so many other shows that are fabulous and that are great that you guys can grow from on our network. Okay, you can find out more about our organization as well as the other shows on facebook.com/professional women entrepreneurs. For more information about me, your host, you can find out more about me on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Sade Dennis MS, or my website, which is www.sadedennis.com. Well, this was good, wasn't it? I know I enjoyed it. Now, for show ideas, for you to be a guest on our show, I want you to contact us. We have some exciting things coming up in the next few weeks. Of course, like I mentioned, this is Women's History Month, but next month, and even all the other months that we have to go, I have some secrets. I have some things that you guys will not want to miss, okay? And you'll just see I have some exercises for you all to do, some really, really effective affirmations that I know I have really benefited from, some from the Word. And, you know, if any of you all are business owners of faith, and even if you're not, you can benefit from just the sage and valuable wisdom that, of course, the Word offers as well. So it's just exciting. It's exciting to have this platform. I'm grateful for you all listeners who have been with me since this journey began just a few months ago. So it's really, really exciting. And for business owners who want to grow in their business and to share ideas and to network, feel free to join our group. We have two pages, actually, but if you get to the first, you'll see ways for you to join our private group. And this is a fascinating thing about PWE. It is a growing organization. I'm talking about over 8,000 women, okay, in our group, as well as another 5,000 on our fan page. So, you know, we're just growing with leaps and bounds. We have amazing leadership, Trinita L. Williams, as well as Tershawn Smith, just an amazing, amazing group of women who have not only encouraged me personally, but I've been able to add value, and it's just really been a great partnership. So we're all excited, and we're looking forward to you as well coming along. You know, if it fits your marketing mix, hopefully it does. So we're excited, and I'm sure that you are. Again, follow those tips to learn how to be more successful and more fabulous as entrepreneurs and business leaders. So until next time, I'm your host, Sade Dennis, and thank you so much for joining me.